This past weekend, parents, guardians, and students shopped for school supplies in the nation's highest inflation and Northwest Arkansas's increased cost of living. KUAF's Anna Pope reports organizations in the region aim to support parents and students to start the school year right.
Usually, Scarlett Howell is booked for a haircut. Each stylist on her 8-person team in her salon, High Ground Hair Space, specializes in their interests, like barbering, vivid hair color, and curly hair. The salon offered its second annual gender-free haircut club where anyone part of the LGBTQ community could get a free, gender-affirming haircut on Sunday.
And so everything is done via online booking, and we either book short haircuts or long haircuts. We don't do it by gender because hair doesn't have a gender. And so, yeah, you can book online. You can see one of our team members. And like I said, it's all free.
Howell says the salon specifically holds the event before school starts to help students walking into a new school year. This past year, when the salon held the event for the first time, it booked 15 haircuts. This year, the number doubled and will include makeup and hairstyling tutorials.
Last year, I think one of the things that got me the most was really hearing feedback from the parents. And the parents were just so grateful that they had a space where their kids could come and just exist and didn't question anything about who they are or what they wanted or why they wanted it. And so that was really lovely.
Crisp haircuts, shoes, clothing, packs of pencils, notebooks, and a sturdy backpack are a few things parents and guardians purchase for the new school year. Families with kids from elementary school through high school are planning to spend about $864 on school items, about $15 more than 2021's school shopping season, according to the National Retail Federation. This past weekend, Fayetteville High School hosted Bulldog Blitz, where students, parents, and guardians could pick up schedules, apply for a parking permit, or get an updated school ID. Matt Mays is one of the parents in the school's cafeteria gearing their kids up for school.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's going up. The utilities are going up. Everything is just a little bit out of control right now, so everything's a little bit harder than it was, but, you know, making it.
U.S. parents and guardians are shopping in the nation's second highest inflation in four decades, and in Northwest Arkansas, shoppers are experiencing higher costs of living. May's children will be entering as a sophomore and a senior. They do not need colorful pencil boxes or crayons, but costs add up.
They become different. Instead of a supply list per se, they have things that they use all the time, but they also have extra expenses like senior pictures or like caps and gowns or things of that nature.
Some people, including Mays, shopped for school supplies this past weekend because of the tax holiday. Arkansas is one of the states that participates in a tax-free weekend on school-related items. Michelle Miller is the new principal at Fayetteville High School and is the parent of a junior and seventh grader. Before stepping into different administrative roles, she taught math at the school. This past week, Miller and other administrators, teachers, staff, and school nurses ran booths as parents and students trickled in on the final day of Bulldog Blitz.
So yesterday we had over 1,000 people come through, and so today we have a little bit less, but still quite a few parents. We've run 10 to 7.
She says families who need support for materials can get them through the school. Other organizations and programs in the region like Adopt a Kid Campaign and the Samaritan Community Center's Backpack for Kids event gather materials for students. Shannon Green is the business development manager at the Samaritan Community Center, where the organization fills and distributes 4,000 backpacks for students.
And so the school supplies was started probably about 22 years ago, and it, you know, was just school supplies in a Walmart bag, and we kind of gave what we had, and it's grown from that to what it is today by just the community networking, having a kid of my own and wanting her to have what tools she needs to be successful in school.
Now, 1,000 of these backpacks go to Tyson plants to help employees, and the rest go to the community. Green says since there are different supplies needed at different grade levels, the center focuses on the basics like erasers, pencils, and notebooks. At the event, the center has activities and offers free haircuts and food.
It's just another cost for a family that, compared to my one child versus to someone having 4 to 5, 8 kids, it's just another expense that we're trying to help families be able to use that to pay the rent, to pay their water bill, to pay their electric bill, to help keep them where the money's not so tight.
For Ozarks at Large and the Bruce and Ann Applegate News Studio 1 at the Carver Center for Public Radio, I'm Anna Pope.